Back in March, President Trump imposed tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. And that includes a 25% hit on steel and a 10% tax on aluminum. Those are materials that you need to build buildings. Well, Trump says he is imposing those tariffs to help steel and aluminum manufacturers here in the United States, but they have angered foreign leaders and have led to retaliatory tariffs now. So how's this new way of American trade working out for the construction industry in Southern California? Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, and she joins us now for DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Now, what are builders and contractors saying right now? Do they care where all this steel comes from?
Well, they care that it's good and they care that it's affordable. I will say that what got us really intrigued by this question was that last week the LA Times ran an article about the LACMA expansion by the architect Peter Zumthor. They reported it has fallen behind due to cost overruns and shortage of donations, and that these cost overruns, according to LACMA's CEO Michael Govan, were caused in part by steel tariffs. So we wanted to find out, what does this really mean? How are these tariffs playing out? The answer is, of course, it's complicated. But to the extent we're able to build a picture, here's a little bit of that picture. First off, we visited with a gentleman named Ron Kong. He runs a family company called M&K Metals. That's based in Gardena. They supply steel, aluminum, lots of metals to designers of projects of all scales. He said from Etsy projects to a mega, you know, construction project. He said that what he's seeing is that when overseas suppliers raise their prices due to tariffs, the domestic steel manufacturers, of course, they put theirs up too. They don't keep their prices at the original price. So their vendors take the hit. That includes, you know, a spectrum from the auto industry to, in LA construction, subcontractors who might be doing the metal fabrication for your building.
The vendors we're talking about, it could be anything small. You mentioned from small to big from Ron Kong's business, but also could be aluminum cans. It could be anything. So it sounds like the little guy is the one who gets squeezed in these trade wars.
Well, to the extent that the big guy has an advantage, Ron Kong explained that what you might see in a large-scale project, and we're talking like a 100-unit apartment building, many of those going up in LA right now, or institutional buildings that might take hundreds of tons of steel, he says you might see a team of people that gets their bank of attorneys to put in what he calls an escalation clause to factor in unpredictable price hikes down the line. He says for smaller companies that are really being hit by these fluctuating prices, they don't necessarily have that advantage. Here he is.
Small business people, I mean, aren't going to have the knowledge or the people. They're running ragged too. If they don't have that type of language built into there, the general is going to make them build it for the price that they contracted. And if the price of the steel goes up by 25%, they're going to have to absorb that.
They're going to have to absorb that. And that's a lot of money, presumably, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Now, we did speak to somebody who's associated with some of these very big projects, Rob Jernigan. He's head of the big architecture firm Gensler at their LA office. They're working on huge residential projects like Metropolis, the residential towers and hotel by the 110 in downtown. Now, he said you can see the impact of these tariffs on specific things like steel studs in the drywall industry. He says aluminum is being affected, but he does say that steel is a commodity. We should never forget that. Commodities constantly change. Steel prices go up and down purely because of demand. A similar point was made to us by a man named Nick Butcher. He's managing director at the LA office of MGAC's Cost Risk Group. He says that steel material is a relatively small proportion of the overall cost of a construction project. But he says the bigger issue right now is that everybody's building. The market is, in his words, incredibly stretched, more than he has seen in 30 years, meaning construction prices are very competitive. So that could also be a factor in LACMA's cost increase.
That there is just so much building going on here in Southern California.
That's correct. Lots and lots of building, very exciting, lots of uncertainty.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. By the way, you can catch DNA every Tuesday, 2 o'clock, right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.